You can bark at young people all you want about eating healthier food, but it sure helps when they can find out for themselves. And that is the basic idea behind programs like Rogue Valley Farm to School. Kids get familiar with where good food comes from and get them interested in growing it themselves. Farm to School and another program, Rogue Farm Corps, are getting grants to continue their work from the Oregon Community Foundation. So we have two guests in the studio here. Amy Cuddy is the Senior Program Officer for Southern Oregon from the Oregon Community Foundation. Amy, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Always good to have you here. David Torzan's with us as well. He's with Rogue Valley Farm to School as the board president. Hi, David. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Tell us, if you would, a little bit about Rogue Valley Farm to School. We can make some assumptions from the name, but you can better flesh out the what goes on there.
You know, in the most basic sense, Rogue Valley Farm to School teaches kids where their food comes from. But we do that through a variety of different venues. We have tasting tables in the schools where kids get to try local foods. We have school garden coordinators where we support school gardens in a variety of local schools here. And then we also have our farm tours where kids go out and do harvest meals at a variety of different locations throughout the valley. We serve over 2,500 K through 12 kids every year, and we bank over 2,000 volunteer hours from local residents. So we not only reach out, but we also serve the community by providing those opportunities.
2,500 kids, but is there a much larger number possible that you could be serving?
Yeah, I mean, we do services all the way up to Grants Pass, and we work in both Jackson and Josephine County, but there's always opportunity for expansion, and in fact, that ties right into why we needed this grant money.
All right, so let's talk about the grant. The grant comes from Oregon Community Foundation, again, for which Amy Cuddy is an employee. Amy, tell us a bit about the foundation and the grants it gives out.
Sure. Well, the Oregon Community Foundation works with individuals, families, businesses, service groups to create charitable funds, and those funds then support whatever it is that the donors care about. So some of the funds make grants to nonprofits, and some award scholarships to students. We have a lot of different grant programs because we have more than 1,800 different funds, and probably our broadest, most well-known program is the Community Grants Program. It's statewide, it's responsive to community needs, and that's the program that the grant for Farm to School is coming from.
Tell us again about the fund and what it's specifically designed for.
Well, the Community Grants Program is actually many different funds supporting grants that come in through that program. Some of those funds are discretionary, meaning our board can determine where the funds will be used, and some grants are supported by donor-advised funds. These are donors who have created funds. They're very active in their grant making. They look at the proposals that we receive in the Community Grants Program and say, hey, I'd like to support that. So oftentimes the grants are a combination of funding sources, and that's true for the Farm to School grant. It's receiving funding from three different funds at the Oregon Community Foundation.
And it's both Rogue Valley Farm to School and the Rogue Farm Corps. I understand there's a bit of a ceremony planned for later today?
There is a ceremony planned for later today. We're going to be awarding or presenting 20 grants from Jackson County at the Ashland Community Center at 4:15 this afternoon.
Now, does this represent a bit of a departure to go into programs like Rogue Valley Farm to School and Rogue Farm Corps?
Well, I think it was striking to us this grant cycle that we had two applicants that were focusing on agriculture. And in some ways, that's surprising, but we respond to community needs. And I think it's quite clear that our community in Jackson County sees healthy food and sees health in general as a priority. You look at the things that Jackson County residents have done, the two GMO ballot measures, and so on, and you recognize that this is a community need. And really, the Community Grants Program is designed to respond to what communities tell us they want and need.
And so, David Torzan, how long has Rogue Valley Farm to School been out there doing what it's doing?
Well, we've had various incarnations. We started out as Eagle Mill Farm Education Project, and that was, you know, over 10 years ago. And in the last, about 5 years ago, we switched over our nonprofit status to become Rogue Valley Farm to School. And that's because we were no longer only working with Eagle Mill Farm. We were working throughout the whole valley. And so we've had a long track record, but we only just got a full-time executive director in 2012. And so that's Tracy Harding, and she is just a dynamo, an absolutely amazing person to work with. She really understands that servant leadership role where she is not only providing leadership and mentorship for the Valley, but she's also making a lot of collaborative connections with a variety of organizations. She serves on all sorts of different committees throughout the Valley, and there are a lot of Rogue Valley Food System Network collaborations happening and committees happening. And so not only has she taken on the role as executive director, but she wrote this grant and she's doing all the fundraising and all she's developing the programs, basically.
David Torzan, again, the president of the board of the Rogue Valley Farm to School. Amy Cuddy with the Oregon Community Foundation, senior program officer for Southern Oregon. We're talking about grants both to Rogue Valley Farm to School and Rogue Farm Corps. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about ways to spread the word to younger people about where food comes from. Join us at 800-838-3760 throughout the listening area, 800-838-3760, or by email jx@jeffnet.org. We haven't talked about Rogue Farm Corps because they're also a grantee here. And tell us about what their process is, Amy.
Well, Rogue Farm Corps developed a program to essentially train new farmers. And the program is a combination of classroom learning as well as learning by serving on local farms. And so they developed this kind of beginning farming, if you will, program, and recognize that even their graduates of that program weren't quite ready to have farms of their own. And so they came to us with a request to develop sort of a part two for farmers. And we were really impressed by the partnerships that this nonprofit has developed with both Rogue Community College, Oregon State University, education groups, and farming groups around the state. And it really came out of a community and identified need. It's a program that is for farmers and also largely created by farmers who see workforce training as an important issue.
And so what kinds of work is then incumbent on operations like Rogue Valley Farm to School and Rogue Farm Corps and some of the other programs that are taking in and helping expand the current interest in food coming from down the road, and to make sure that is something that goes on, David?
Well, for an example of our collaborations, we actually have two Food Corps service members that were sent down to us, and that's why part of this grant helps to pay for their stipends. And so we get a whole lot of services from those workers, but we only have to pay half of their salary. They actually receive half of that from the Food Corps, from the national program. And so those guys right now are our school garden coordinators. So what they do is they go to the various schools, and there's already a school garden coordinator at each school, but this Food Corps member actually helps to create collaborations between them and group projects, and also gives them a small stipend and helps them with advice if they need advice on growing, also with lesson plan ideas. So the first few sessions out in the garden, that school garden coordinator from Food Corps will be out there with the teachers modeling for them how to teach basic food sustenance. And then we also work with AmeriCorps. We have two AmeriCorps members that are also a national program that helped fund that, but we had to pay for the other half of their salary. And so they're doing the tasting tables. And basically all the schools that we have tasting tables in, anybody who comes in for lunch that day, whether or not they receive the school lunch, they can come and taste some local food prepared in two different ways, both a raw variety and a cooked variety. And raw meaning, you know, it might be dehydrated or kind of made more interesting. And then they get to take a vote on which one they like the best. So it's an interactive table.
All right. So when you say raw, it's not just straight out of the ground. There's probably some treatment to it, but it just hasn't been cooked.
We try to make, you know, because if you put too much melted cheese on something, you know, you really can't taste it a whole lot. So we try to make two different tastings, one that we don't mind covering it up and one that's a little more true to the flavor.
How often is any school going to get a tasting table at lunchtime?
We're trying to do them about once a month. So it's not something that if we had more staff members, obviously we'd be in there more often. It's basically completely a factor of how much we can pay somebody, and also volunteers. We're always looking for more volunteers, and that's actually been something we've been having a hard time getting enough volunteers for. And so if anybody's interested in getting a tasting table at their school, they could certainly contact Rogue Valley Farm to School, and we would be glad to set that up. It's always best if we have a parent or a teacher or an administrator in the actual school rather than us coming in and telling them, here's what we'd like to do for you.
Oh, so somebody who actually can sort of pull it in from the inside rather than push from the outside.
Yeah, I mean, we don't mind imposing our ideas on others, but it's much better if it comes intrinsically.
And you may need more volunteers, but one of the things that impressed us about the grant application was that Rogue Valley Farm to School has more than 130 volunteers already involved in their programs, and that really came through in the application, was one of the strengths. Another thing that was clear is that they're prioritizing Title I schools. These are typically more low-income schools, and really trying to get out to students who might not have an opportunity for that kind of tasting at home.
is it likely, though, I mean, can you replicate what goes on at school in homes? I mean, obviously, we've talked a lot on the program about food, and one of the things that seems to rise to the surface a lot is that bad food is cheap.
Yeah, I mean, we do send the kids home with a little piece of paper saying, you know, they have a stamp on their hand that says, I ate kale today or something like that. And then they go home with a little recipe card. And so, of course, you know, there's no guarantees that the parent is going to take that on. But it is from my experience, children are the easiest people to make change in families. It's often very difficult as a teacher or even just as an organization to go in and tell parents, here's what we think you should do. But when the kid comes home and says, I tried kale today, I loved it, chances are, if that parent is open-minded, they might consider following that.
David Torzan, again, the board president at Rogue Valley Farm to School. We're joined by Amy Cuddy from the Oregon Community Foundation, senior program officer for Southern Oregon, talking about grants from the Oregon Community Foundation to Rogue Valley Farm to School and Rogue Farm Corps to be awarded this afternoon in Ashland. You can join us on the exchange as we talk about programs to get kids interested in local food and farming as well. 800-838-3760 around the region. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Check us out on Facebook and see the picture we snapped of Amy and David from just a few moments ago. The tasting tables, I'm still really intrigued by the concept. I mean, is this something that the kids really look forward to? Do they know when it's coming? Is it pre-announced, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we usually get it in the announcements that morning, and we try to send something home with the parents in their Friday folders the week before and things like that. And basically, kids are really excited. It's always surprising to me how kids can be so excited to try a new food because, you know, as a parent myself, I know that my kids are very hesitant to try new things. There's something about being in that lunchroom. And we're also interested, obviously, in getting more food into the actual lunch program. And yet that's a lot more challenging due to the kind of organization and bureaucratic structures. But the tasting table is it's not in your face. It's a choice that a kid can make. And so it's not like they're being forced to do it, but they get excited. And they also like the idea of voting. For some reason, their ability to vote by putting a little bean in each jar, it makes it really exciting for it. Just simple things like having novelty and interactive makes a big difference for kids. And I want to also just bring that back to the farm tours that we do, because we work with Hanley Farm and Dunbar Farm and Fry Family Farm and White Oak Farm. We've got farms throughout the valley. And, you know, I am a teacher myself. I'm a math and science teacher, and I love statistics. I love data. And yet when you get a kid out on that farm and they pop a cherry tomato in their mouth for the first time in their life ever, there's a kinesthetic learning that happens that you cannot replicate with any textbook. And so, you know, some of these things are sometimes hard to quantify and measure. But from my anecdotal experience, I know we're changing kids' lives.
Tell about some of the things that have been offered at the tasting tables. You mentioned kale as an example, but I mean, so you would offer it in a raw form and a prepared form. So what would be the two differences there?
Well, the kale, we do a dehydrated kale, and so it's like kale chips. Mm-hmm. And so we're calling that raw. And so it's basically every month there's a different theme. And so the Oregon Department of Agriculture actually sends out posters. And so one week it'll be pears, another week it'll be apples, another week it'll be potatoes. And so we basically take the theme for that week, or if we're only there once a month, we choose. And so there's a whole poster series that goes with it, a whole education series that goes with it. And so it's kind of somewhat – it's we get ideas from the Oregon Department of Education, Oregon Department of Agriculture, but we also just make up our own recipes.
Do the tasting tables correspond directly with the schools that have school gardens, or can do you bring the tasting tables to schools that don't have the gardens too?
We'll put a tasting table anywhere someone invites us, and sometimes even places people don't invite us.
Is there a sweet spot, a perfect age at which to catch kids and divert their attention to food and where it comes from and growing it themselves?
Well, I'm a middle school math and science teacher, and so, you know, I would say by middle school they start to get a little hesitant, but, you know, those kids are really questioning in middle school. They've got a lot of kind of cynicism and questioning of the world, and so they like to do weird things and try weird things and be the kid who throws the biggest tomato in his mouth. And so, no, I mean,
I put a whole bunch of kale in my mouth.
Exactly, kind of, yeah. But I haven't worked with high schoolers, but I would tend to think if you catch anybody before the age 18, the younger the better, but I think they're all ripe.
Good use of term. Amy Cuddy, what sorts of things do you need to see back from organizations that receive grants about the successes and the things they're able to use the grants for?
Well, we do ask them to report back to us partway through the grant just to see how it's going. And we want to see that the community is engaged. We like to see that they've drawn other support for the project. And how many kids they're serving, what kinds of outcomes they're having. We ask a variety of questions. We always like to have a fun picture of the grant in progress. And, of course, a project like Rogue Valley Farm to School has lots of opportunity for pictures of kids outside in gardens or in their own schools. And we look forward to seeing those photos, too.
Is there any other place in Oregon that has given grants similar to what you're giving here with Rogue Valley Farm to School and Rogue Farm Corps?
I'm not really sure, David. You might know if, I mean, I know you've gotten grants from many other funders, and I think local funders certainly. We have a number of foundations in Southern Oregon that are funding programs like this, and I'm not sure if beyond the local funders, if Rogue Valley Farm to School has gotten support, but I think there's really a recognition in this part of the state that this is important.
How many more kids potentially could you serve with the additional money you're getting from the grant, which is, was it $28,422?
Yeah, well, we've been expanding about 20% a year, both in terms of our budget and in terms of our outreach. And so if we're reaching about 2,500 right now, we expect to be able to add at least 400 kids to that.
And is it mostly grant-funded at this point? I mean, do you have subscribers, members, some other model similar to public radio, perhaps?
I've got the full breakdown right here. And basically, you know, we get about $24,000 from individual donations and about $85,000 from grants. And so the majority of our funding is from grants. But, of course, we love individual donations because that shows buy-in from our community. And I do want to make another plug for volunteers. You know, I had a volunteer out on the farm the other day, and they had such a good experience with the kids that I'm not kidding you. They said, you know, that trip today restored my faith in humanity.
And David's highlighted the two largest areas of support for them, grants and individuals. But one of the things that impressed us in their application was the broad base of their financial support. They've got special events they do. They've got businesses supporting them, individuals, a whole mix of funding. And that really speaks to the strength of the organization. If you're reliant on one funding source, that's not so good.
All right. So you got them pretty well, got things pretty well diversified there on the income side.
I got one more, Jeff.
Very quickly.
Fuji apples. You can get them at the co-op and they support our cause.
Fuji apples. Okay. David Torzan is the board president at Rogue Valley Farm to School. Amy Cuddy is the senior program officer for Southern Oregon from the Oregon Community Foundation, giving grants to Rogue Valley Farm to School and Farm Corps today. Thank you both for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.